a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on November the 30th, 2007. Newcomers, look into my website, cuttingthroughmatrix.com, and download as much of the free talks as you wish and pass them around to other people. And also for those who speak in the various tongues of Europe, look into alanwattsentinel.eu for transcripts you can download in the various languages which are used in the world today. And there's more to get added to that too shortly. Now, I've been giving people basically almost history lessons, including what's been happening in recent history that's not in the major media, because the major media has a job to do, and its job is to steer you, to guide you into a type of planning, a planned future, really, that's what it is. A planned future which they keep fairly quiet about, but it was designed a long time ago, in fact, by very big foundations and organizations intermeshed with high governmental bodies and your secret services, those characters who run about spying on people and so on, but they're really the guys who take care of them, who look after them at the top. Because you must always try and hold on to power. And that's what it's all about, is holding on to power and ensuring that the same people who have power today can pass it on to their own grandchildren down the road. That's how it's done, because society just doesn't evolve. And we can go into the history of this when we read the big writers that came out after World War One, and science fiction began to get pushed heavily for the first time. In the 1800s, science fiction was being funded by foundations and often backed by people like Rothschild family in England, who paid authors to write along certain lines that would steer the thinking of people, so that eventually when these things actually happened in life and became part of culture, things they thought were impossible at one time, they'd adapt to it very quickly, thinking it was quite a natural progression. And that's called predictive programming. It was taken over by the high establishments of Britain and heavily funded since World War One, and it still is today. And shortly I'll be reading a book that is published, probably the first one of its kind, which goes into the culture creation industry, admitting that the CIA and MI5 and 6 and other organizations gave us the whole culture of the 20th century. They funded all sides of cultures, of political parties, and steered us to where we are today. Now, whenever anything is released to the public to buy, to purchase, to use at home, it's technically obsolete. And yet we've taught this is the latest gadget, whatever the gadget happens to be. I've gone into the video games, for instance, and I've asked you to think, why on earth would games that were designed for the military establishment be so heavily funded, incredibly heavily funded by government institutions, using your tax money to bring out more and more vicious games and to make children want to enter, to really want to enter a different world of reality? I'll be back with much more of this after the following messages.
Uh-huh. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through this matrix. It's very important we cut through now because we're going into it big time, and I have a feeling that once into it, most people will be just like the characters in the Matrix movie. They'll think that's real life. They won't know the difference. The transition won't be that gradual enough, but they'll actually go into it. And they're aiming at the young, as I say, always at the young. And in many of the writings put out by Aldous Huxley and others, they talked about creating a world. This wasn't Huxley's idea. He just worked for this establishment that planned this future. But he said that most people are unhappy, therefore we'll make them happy. We'll give them a type of big brother type society where everything's taken care of for them, and we'll use drugs and so on and various scientific methods to control the people and keep them happy, keep them ordered, because the greatest thing they fear at the bottom happens to be independent thinkers. They're not worried about weaponry because they have such high-tech weaponry at the top and chemical weaponry and various types of weaponry. They don't worry about weapons at the bottom. Everything you have is obsolete. So, but they really care about thoughts that can spread like wildfire. That's important. So they want to extinguish those with that fire inside them and bring everybody into a matrix-type society with the use of drugs and psychological techniques and advanced sciences. And here is where the games are going, the games. And this is from the Sunday Times to do with the virtual reality games. Now, remember, as I say, everything that's given to the public went through the military establishments first. Anything that could be used to change or alter society in any way at all in culture is tried, tested, and approved. And when we get it, it's almost obsolete. They're on to the next phase. So this is the Sunday Times, November 25th, 2007. And it's in their news tech and web news gadgets and gaming section. This is by Alex Pell and Christopher Goodwin. It says, think carefully before you answer. It's a device that is capable of reading people's minds, fact or fantasy. We knew you'd say that, but scientists at an American laboratory have been brainstorming the same question for more than 5 years and have come up with a mind-blowing different answer. They call it Epoch. When it is launched early next year in Britain and the US, it will probably be known simply as the mind-reading helmet, capable supposedly of knowing what users are thinking. The device is being hailed as a revolutionary breakthrough in the way that humans will be able to interact with computers. This is the interfacing. We're getting everyone trained to go into the interface, but the young will adapt to it very quickly, and then the next bunch will go even further. Its implications are massive, opening the possibility that one day people will be able to control everything from light switches to the cursor on their computer screen by simply thinking about it. Yeah, but they don't tell you that you won't be programming it. Someone will be programming you. However, for now, the technology will be used as the ultimate gimmick to play computer games simply by thinking your screen characters into action. Emotive systems. Now, emotive, it refers to emotion, and there's more to this I'll go into later. The San Francisco company that has developed the technology says Project Epoch could mean the end of joysticks and keyboard bashing. Instead, game players will be able to visualize a move in their head that will move, and that move will be replicated on the screen in front of them. So, for example, Harry Potter could be ordered to cast exotic spells, or a Jedi might exert the Force to fling his enemies around, all through the willpower of the gamer with no buttons pressed. And they go on and on to tell you more about how this actually works. It's the fact that such an advanced system has been developed for something as apparently frivolous as computer games should come as no surprise. The industry is one of the most innovative and competitive, with each company attempting to move a step ahead of its rivals. That's nonsense. They all get the same technology at the same time at the top as given to them. Through cutting-edge technology, witness the success of the Nintendo WII with its wireless computer or controller that reproduces physical movements on the screen and has resulted in a huge sales surge. The industry is also one of the biggest. Sales of computer games and handheld consoles have exploded over the past 5 years, with some analysts predicting it could soon be bigger than Hollywood in terms of turnover. Then they go on and on about the cost and the factors and so on. So how does the helmet work? In simple terms, it relies on the fact that every time a human thinks about something, electrical impulses are triggered in the brain. This has been known for years in the medical world and is the basis of an electrocephalogram, the EEG, the technique that measures the electrical activity of the brain by recording from electrodes placed on the scalp. Now, this is interesting because, you see, there's also another article came out at the same time. This one is using EEG technology, electroencephalographic technology. But what I mentioned about a month ago was that the Pentagon and the British counterpart had also set up virtual worlds with every human being that's registered in these virtual worlds. And they're gathering data on your personality. Now, here they're going a step further. They'll get much, much more. They'll get your brain pathways, etc., how you think as an individual, and that will be added to this virtual world, this matrix they're setting up, you see. And even though this one here is using EEG technology, there's another one coming out which is using ultrasonic-type technology to go even further and try and record the pathways of your brain as well. Now, that's going into what they call engrams. Engrams or pathways where your memories, etc., are stored. They want a virtual copy of you. That's what's coming. And this is what all this is for. It's nothing to do with amusing little Johnny. It's about getting to know little Johnny better than he knows himself, and to create a duplicate world which one day most people will all be in without knowing it eventually. It says here, Emotive claims to have refined the technique to isolate and identify the electrical patterns that are given off when humans think about a given course of action, such as moving their arm to the left or right, or depressing the right thumb or index finger. The Epoch helmet recognizes these electrical patterns and translates them into real movements on the screen. Now, that was done about 8 months ago, if you remember, that DARPA. Now, DARPA is not there to help you. DARPA is a big part of the National Security Agency, and to do with Homeland Security, and they give a PR blurb out on the media when they said they'd put a chip in a paraplegic's brain that allowed him to send emails to people by simply thinking about it. So here you've got, there's no competition here. Everything's already done at the top and dished out to the ones down below. It says, to look at, the helmet resembles nothing so much as a novelty head massage gadget with several spidery arms curving around the head and meeting at the top. The arms are fitted with a total of 16 sensors positioned so they're in contact with the relevant part of the head and pick up electric signals in the brain. The system's software analyzes these signals and then wirelessly relays what it detects to a receiver plugged into the USB port of the game console or PC. Emotive says it's mapped 12 specific actions that the helmet will recognize and can be reproduced in standard games. Now, you know that back in the 90s, in 95 I think it was, it was announced in all major media, definitely here in Canada, that all communication devices, phones, faxes, computers, and so on, had to be accessible at all times, be made to be so by the manufacturers, to be accessible at all times by the security agencies, your governmental security agencies. And there's no firewall sold to the public or any other gadget that will stop them having access. They're built that way with back doors in them. And you can bet and take it to the bank, as long as they're open, that they're going to store all the data on a whole generation of children who are growing up and have a complete personality profile put into this matrix system they've already put up and built and have operating, and they'll know, as I say, little Johnny better than Johnny knows himself. Predictive programming indeed, because for total control in the world, everyone must be completely predictable, getting to know you indeed. So that's the world we're going into at a gallop, not by chance, not because they want to entertain you, not just for bucks at all, no. It's to control a society, to do with control, an ongoing, never-ending journey where man is the material, the base material, which can be remade and perfected and used as the masters see fit. That's what it's all about. Long, long-term agenda. It's interesting that Huxley and others talked about this coming world, and movies were made about it, where they showed you the interfacing in the Star Trek series too. They had the Borg there, and from adults' points of view, the Borg were horrific creatures, robotic creatures in a spaceship they called the Hive. The Hive, by the way, is being used in the military to talk about the general public. All public locations where people live, habitat areas, are called hives in the military now, and they get documentation when their base, they're in an army base, as to where to go in the hive, general population, for libraries and so on. And I'll be back with more of this after the following messages.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through a matrix which is surrounding us all the time, step by step, and one day people will think they wake up, they'll be in a different world, they won't notice it, most of them, because they've been brought up with the fantasy of it, and now they live the fantasy, thinking they're in a real world, and they'll do real jobs in a physical world. They could be doing something rather nasty, like cleaning out a barn or something. But they'll think they're on the moon with James Bond and Skyraker or something like that. That'll be the fantasy in their head. And as I was saying before the show, before the break there, that this was shown, as I say, that the Borg mentality was shown in the Star Trek series, and they had the cyborg characters as Borgs, where they had, they were part machine but mainly human. And they were all interconnected to a centralized queen or computer, a mind, and they called it the Hive. The whole ship was called the Hive. That's what they're bringing into play. Now, if they can map your psychomotor patterns for you, the uniqueness that is you, remember, they can then reverse that flow and command your brain to act in certain ways, and you will get up and walk, maybe walk to where they tell you to walk to, maybe walk into a police cell and sit down, and you won't even know you've done it. And that's where it's all going, you see, the controlled society. Quite something. And people will flow into this without even noticing. Most of them won't notice. Many will actually enjoy it because they enjoy entertainment, enjoy fantasy. and they won't be able to tell the difference anymore. They're almost at that stage today. Now, Huxley, Aldous Huxley, in 1961 said, and it seems to me perfectly in the cards that will be within the next generation or so, a pharmacological method of making people love their servitude and producing a kind of painless concentration camp for entire societies, so that people will in fact have their liberties taken away from them, but will rather enjoy it, because they will be distracted from any desire to rebel by propaganda, brainwashing, or brainwashing enhanced by pharmacological methods. That kind of ties in with a statement that Mr. Rockefeller made when he talked about coming catastrophes and so on. And when he was asked about the people, how will they behave? He says, they'll come to us with perfect docility. Absolutely certain that they would. And no wonder, because we're all being drugged at the moment with all the spraying, and we're getting dumbed down by 1,000 different methods that the general public are unaware of. Now, we've got Dan from California on the line. Are you there, Dan?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Boy, it's great to talk to you. And, you know, your subject is right on. I'm a video game developer from California. And when I started at Atari back in the 80s, we always used to joke because Atari was right across the street from Lockheed Missiles and Space.
Coincidence, eh?
And, you know, we made games like Missile Command and Battle Zone, and we always used to joke that, you know, there was a secret tunnel between Atari and Lockheed, and if anything ever happened, they just hooked these kids up to these games, and the gamers would control, you know, these devices at Lockheed. You know, we thought it was a big joke.
Yeah.
So the last game that I worked on was Call of Duty 4, right? It's for the Xbox 360. It's one of the biggest games out there. This Call of Duty game, and I can't even believe, you know, I'm listening to your show, and I'm working on the game, and the game's, you know, a first-person shooter, all takes place in the Middle East, you know, with all of these overtones, all the overtones and political overtones that you can think of coming from the Middle East.
The propaganda.
And, you know, and just by, you know, and the server that we're working on, the whole game, it's called Huxley 6.
Oh, really?
No, I mean, I couldn't believe it. And just before the game starts, on each of the intro levels, they have little quotes. And quotes from who? Bertrand Russell, Plato. You know, I'm surprised they didn't throw in Albert Pike, you know?
Oh, he'll come down the road, yeah.
I couldn't believe it. You know, I'm listening to your show, working on this game, and as we're working on this game, we're getting a parade of these politicians coming through.
Yes.
The mayor of Los Angeles, you know, the governor, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger's coming to the company to see how the game is doing.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a game.
It's very important to the ones at the top, and it's not the only company that's giving me information. They're doing this to all the major ones because they don't know it, but they're all working together. They're all working together because information is fed to higher levels and then fed down to you.
Well, I never wanted to believe this. I always defended video games, that they were outside of this, of the control of that system. You know, but this last game, I mean, parts of the game just made me sick to my stomach. You know, playing it triggers all of those psychopathic, you know, psychological triggers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't get points for staying alive. If you just survive, you don't get points. You get points if you kill.
Yeah.
You know, it's designed this, and, you know, just the effects of the game was just, you know, it was just wild, you know.
Yes.
Anyway, you know, I was so shocked at the, you know, making this game and listening to your show, and I bookmarked your, you know, Cutting to the Matrix show on all the computers at the, you know, at the development company. I won't say the name, but everybody knows Call of Duty. If they're listening to your show, you know, they're going to be, you know, affected by that game. And I guess my question is, you know, you get all this stuff coming at you.
Yeah, hang on, and we'll finish this after the next break.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hi folks, Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and we're talking to Dan from California, who's involved in the making of some of these types of games, and you had a question you wanted to ask.
Well, I guess the question is, you know, I've been listening to the show for a while, and everybody calls in, you know, you have all this information about everything that's coming down, it's all true, you know, people ask me, where's the future of video games going? I say, go to cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and you'll find all about, you know, you'll learn all about the future of gaming. And people want, you know, like, the question is, well, how do we stop this? What do we do about that, you know? And as I began to think about that, I thought, okay, well I'm going to study karate, you know, because we got the Blackwater guys moving in right down the street from us.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, okay, well, I got to get my kung fu together. And then thinking, well, these guys got bulletproof vests and M16.
Yeah.
You know, you better start going to the firing range, right? So then you start going to the firing range, but, you know, in order to fight these guys, you know, you have to shoot first.
Yeah.
You can't wait to counter shoot.
And see, this has been the problem all down through the ages. You always get the people at the bottom fighting the organized army from the people at the bottom, because they're just the offspring of us, you see, who are trained and brainwashed. And the guys at the top sit back and laugh at this because they don't take part in the actual physical stuff. But what they do need, and this is the big trick to everything, they need us to acquiesce to everything they want us to do in the society that they lead us into. And so in other words, they need our permission. In fact, they want us to be enthusiastic about going into this brave new world. And we've got to start and turn around now in our private lives and start saying no to different things that they demand from us, regardless of how many people in the majority go along with it. Those who have functioning brains have to use them and simply say no. And you'd be surprised how that starts to grow. Most people are followers. I mean, when they see someone standing up and saying, no, that's enough in this particular direction or that direction, then they feel a bit more courageous and they'll change allegiance to those who are standing up and saying no. And that's what we must do in a peaceable way, because they need us to acquiesce to every part of this agenda or they lose it.
Well, that's the big question. You know, how do you fight the psychopath without becoming a psychopath?
You can't just become one, and you must use the traits they don't have. They don't have love for their fellow man, for instance. So you have to be real with yourself. And if you truly feel the caritas, as they call it, for humanity, you must show it and let people know. And
what was that word?
It's all right to show it. It's all, see, the society we've been that's been created has made us isolated, and so we're afraid of showing how we feel about other people. It's time that we regained that and brought it to the surface.
Alex, did you say caritas?
Yeah, it's love for your fellow human, basically.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, I'm pretty, you know, it's pretty scary to love one of these Blackwater guys coming through and saying, you got to have the chip.
Well, I'm not talking about just, I'm talking about the general public that you want to help, not these guys. These guys are conditioned, and when they've had enough slaughter and all the rest of it, it's only then the shock sets in and they go to pieces. That's what conditioning does. It's very scientifically done to them. They're like robots, and that's why in all the Star Wars movies that you had, the series of Star Wars, they're always portrayed almost like robots. They're faceless numbers. They're just uniform. That's what a uniform is. It's all becomes one. They're not individuals anymore. They're uniformly made. So you've got to bypass them and go to the ones above, and it's the ones who lead them and demand that you give allegiance to this system that you must stand up to and say, no, we're not going along with this because we know what's happening. These are the guys we must go to. The soldier at the bottom has got to be bypassed, or you simply have the guys at the bottom fighting the guys at the bottom, as always.
Yeah, you're really starting to go beyond, like, you know, you almost go into spiritual, occultic type of, you know, like a war that's happening, you know, beyond the physical, sometimes, I think, you know?
We're in it. There's more to humanity than at least there used to be for most, than simply the basic instincts. And they can be brought out again in people, too. We see this in times of real disasters, not the man-made ones. People naturally want to go and help each other. They do that naturally because it's a survival instinct. By helping others, you help yourself.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. That's the only way with this kind of humane type of, you know, this kind of empathy that you talk about on your show as almost like a weapon against the psychopath.
It is a weapon because what they have tried to do, they've been pretty successful, is to get everyone into a psychopathic culture of dog-eat-dog until we are isolated from everyone else and we walk past people in the streets without helping them if they fall down. That's the society that's been created, and it's all wrong. It's not human, and it's time that we regain that because we are capable of doing it.
Well, Alex, I mean, when I run into these guys, especially these, you know, the politicians coming through with their security guys into my little game company, and they got real guns, you know,
yeah.
I mean, my shackles go up,
yeah.
You know, and, you know, I want to stop them from hurting people.
Yes, and we've got to do it now before it gets to a stage where they will start hurting people, and that's what we see happening. They've made the superstructure, they're getting everything in place for something they know is coming, step by step, as they unleash a form of hell on us and then offer us the solution. And that's why the Department of Defense in Britain, the top think tank, projected nothing but riots by ordinary people in all countries for the next 20 to 30 years. What on earth do they have planned that's going to cause such chaos? Well, this is a 100 years war, according to Rumsfeld and others, and they plan to have their whole brand new system of the new Borg all complete by the end of that 100 years. So we go to say, no, we're stopping it right now. That's enough.
Sometimes it makes me sick that I've been part of this. I made these games.
Well, you know, this again is a system we're in. This darn thing called money, they've given people no other way to get through this system without money.
I had to do that to buy your DVD, you know?
People get compromised. People become sharks themselves because they're terrified of poverty. That's what money does in a moneyed system. You're terrified of poverty, and that's what makes you inhumane to your fellow man.
Well, I'm really happy that you have this show. It has the reverse effect of those games.
Yep.
When I listen to your show, somehow I calm down and, you know, I begin to think differently and read differently and,
It's deprogramming, and that's what we need, is lots of deprogramming to regain that which we're capable of having. It's innate within us. It's time it woke up and regained its right in this world.
Yeah, anyway, I hope a lot of my co-workers and, are going to your website and looking at it, you know, because, we're in the belly of the beast.
Yes,
you know?
And a lot of people are compromised, and a lot of people are going through problems at the moment with their conscience as they understand what they're actually involved in. Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
Bye now. And we've also got Steve in Ontario. Are you there, Steve?
Alan.
Hello, Steve.
Yes, I'm here, Alan.
Yeah, can you go ahead?
Good evening. And another example of what I think would be predictive programming. I know you touched on this last weekend. There's a game called Shattered Union, which is forecasted in the future. I think it's probably about 2015 or somewhere around then. And it talks about terrorism in the U.S. and martial law is the theme of the game, and how some of the states seceded from the U.S. Very interesting, just to go to, if you were to search on Shattered Union, and you could see flash videos of the video game. I think it came out about a year ago.
Yeah.
And it's almost like I said, a predictive program of what may be to come,
yeah,
which is interesting. And it may be a game that was released from some of the big game developers.
Yes,
Before
that even came out, some years ago, there was a movie came out. I think Bruce Willis was in it. And I never went to see it because I knew exactly what it would be all about. And sure enough, it was a lockdown of an entire city by the military long before 9/11 came along. And it was getting everyone ready for what was happening today with the military in charge and martial law and all the rest of it. So this is all of these things together are parts of the same predictive programming, so that the generations who grow up in it, do you realize that shortly young people will think it's always been this way, that you go into a subway and there's guys there with machine guns and all this and searching people. They'll think that's the natural way because it's all they will know. It's all they will know. And that's why we have to stop this now before that generation gets to that stage. Because once that's happened, the following generation, it will be even easier with them. That will be the natural, being searched and scanned and all the rest of it everywhere you go. And that's what they intend to do. And they're on their way. We've got to stop it now. And it's all predictive programming. That they're giving these games out to the children, getting them ready for it. And they'll think nothing of it. It'll seem quite natural as we go into a totalitarian form of existing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yep, I'm still here, Alan.
Yeah.
I have another question, but it'll steer you off topic, so maybe I'll call in another show.
Yeah, you can go ahead. There's time, I think.
Okay. The three stars pointing to Sirius December 24th.
Yeah.
One thing I would like information on, I've been trying to do my research on this, the rise of the sun, which basically is parallel with the southern crux,
mm-hmm.
Which is not seen in the northern hemisphere.
Yeah.
I can't find an accurate answer to that. If you can maybe talk about that in a later show.
Yeah, well, with the three stars at Sirius, and I talked about this 10 years ago, and I know there's even videos out now with that in it, although they got some of it wrong. But that's the three wise men, of course, you see.
Right.
And 2,000-odd years ago, there's a perfect alignment of the three stars, and Venus was there in the middle of the horns of the moon, exactly at midnight on that particular date in December. And that's where that came from. The rest of it is the dog follows, which is Sirius. So the three wise men 2,000-odd years ago were following, it was actually Venus, and that's the belt of Orion. That was the perfect alignment, and it only happens every couple of thousand years. But Sirius follows on, and in Egypt, Sirius heralds the coming of the floods of the Nile that brings life to the land and brings down all the rich soil and its water that nourishes the land all the way from the mountains of Uganda. And so at that time of the year, too, Orion would rise, and then Sirius was seen in the morning rising up towards the sun, trying to become bright as the sun, they called it, so they had little allegories about him. And then he was overcome by the sun.
But does the Southern Crux fit in here, or is this maybe some misinformation that's been out there?
Yeah, in midwinter, remember, their winter is a different time, but in midwinter, the sun goes, as usual, east round southwise to the west again, and in midwinter, it would appear to hang there in the early morning, and you still see the Southern Cross there. So the god, the sun, the S-U-N, the son of the sun, or S-E-N in Egyptian, would actually hang on that cross for 3 days before, and would never go further to the north and west. And after 3 days, he started moving up again, and that meant that the midwinter was past and life was coming. He was born again.
And sorry, just quickly, where would this be visible when you would see the Southern Crux?
You would see it in parts of below the equator.
Okay, I see.
Below the equator.
Okay, thank you, Alan. That's it.
Okay.
Bye.
So that's the world we live in, where knowledge is hidden. And most people go through their lives having extraneous knowledge, trivial knowledge, and conditioning. And sure enough, as Brzezinski said, their topics of conversation are given to them on the previous night's news. And that's what they talk about at work the following day. They talk about affairs in Hollywood and the stars, not realizing there's whole departments of propagandists just churning this stuff out. It doesn't matter if it's true or not, as long as you eat it up and talk about it. It keeps you from thinking about real things, or even your own personal life, or what life is, or what happiness really is. We're told in a commercial system, happiness is having it all, which is an impossibility. In fact, if all these things you buy worked out as the ads tell you, you'd given up buying long ago because you'd be so darn happy. There's nothing. How happy can you become once you're happy and exuberant? You can't go any higher. Now we've got John from Texas on the line. Are you there, John?
Yeah, hi, Alan.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I have a real quick question I wanted to ask you, and I'm going to hang up and listen.
Yeah.
I heard you say on an old blurb that they may have taken something out of the book, The First Global Revolution.
Yeah.
And then
On Google, apparently on Google there's some free books, and
I'm
a caller got in touch with me and noticed that 30 pages were missing. And
wow.
They hadn't even hidden it. They just ended at a certain number, and 30 pages on resumed.
Uh-huh.
So be very careful when you look up some of these email.
Try to get a used copy.
Yeah, you can still get used copy, but understand when I got mine, I got it used for 75 cents. And whenever I mention books, they suddenly just go shoot up in price as people go and get them. Someone complained they're up to $80 now for a
well,
copy.
I just got Ghost in the Machine. I paid 56 bucks for it.
Really?
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not the money. I mean, I really want to be able to try to convince people. That's why I'm buying all the books that you recommended on all your blurbs.
Yeah.
Because I've been writing them all down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not checking you out. I mean, I believe what's going on. There's no doubt in my mind about it. No doubt at all.
Yeah.
It's just that I'm looking for good information to to put forward to put in front of people's faces and say, here, read this.
Yeah.
And my one last question is, and I'm gonna go hang up, and before I do that, I like to say I really appreciate everything you're doing. And my question is I'm halfway through the book, The Grand Chessboard.
Yeah.
And I was looking for the part where they said they were going to go into Iraq, and then Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, and Syria, and I can't find it. But I'm only halfway through, so
yeah, you have to keep going, and you'll find too it's scattered. They don't sit down and you see these things are written for the exoteric and the esoteric, yeah. And so
okay.
For the big boys who are involved, you know, it's like reading the Bible. You have to read through all the boring stuff where you're almost falling asleep, and then you catch something that's important. That's how they write these kind of books, where actual laws or real details are put in there, or you'll find a politician's memoirs or something, or some high bureaucrat. They tuck it in amongst the boring stuff. We'll be back with more after the following messages.
Bye. Take care.
Bye now.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, Alan Watt with Cutting Through the Matrix. And, yeah, another place to find that the countries that they wanted to go through, if the website is still up, is the little club that was formed by those who are in power right now in the U.S., at least who appear to be in power, and that's the project for the New American Century. because they also went through different countries they wanted to get involved with, shall we say. In the old British Empire, they used to call them problems, like the Turkish problem and so on. And that's how it's referred to in the writings of today. It's always a problem, a Middle Eastern problem or the Iranian problem, etc. That's what they mean by that. When they have problems, they want to fix those problems, which generally means that they want to take over the entire structural system over there, wherever over there happens to be at that time. And believe you me, the boys who plan ahead the decades and even the century, perhaps, they'll have many wars lined up after that. We're just living a schedule. We're living through a schedule right now as they go through their formula. But they already have their targets after Iran and Syria and so on to standardize the whole planet for peace, you understand, for peace. And then, of course, we'll all be in a little matrix and living in a fantasy world where we are totally predictable. And as they hope, and they know it's true, most folk will enjoy it. Most folk will actually enjoy it as they get gradually led into it. More so when they step up crisis after crisis, because we all need escapism now and then. And we like a little bit of fantasy to escape from the harsh realities of life. The problem with the fantasies they give us is predictive programming, which leads into the next part of real life that they've planned for us. That's the problem. And not so long ago, families used to sit and discuss before their television sets. They'd have little stories to tell each other and things like that. And you had storytellers, and people would communicate with each other, and that was a healthy type of entertainment. Or they'd sing or play an instrument and so on. That's all been changed. If you notice, all entertainment is done by professionals now, outside of your control. And when you get entertained by them, you're actually being programmed by them. And that's cultural creation, as they call it. So I'm very careful about the books I recommend. I try to get it out quickly when I've got another book I'm going to talk about before the guys who have all these books jack up the prices and really take advantage of the situation. And there are also some groups out there on other radio stations and so on that actually own publication houses where they buy obsolete books. So I try not to go into what they've got to offer because they really soak you for the reprinting these books. And they're obsolete, they don't pay any royalties on them. So they can churn them out, and often they get made in China or India or something for peanuts. And then you pay for it all. Now, for those who want to support me, look at my website, because that's how you keep me going. I don't have a staff here to do all the stuff that most people do. I don't plan my talks. I sit down here 5 minutes before I start, and it just happens to flow, which is the only natural way to be. That otherwise, I'd be commercialized, and I'd be entertaining you. I'd be in the business, and time is getting short. Now, from Hamish and myself up in the snowy Ontario, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent